Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Okay, so this is from Sailor in Arvada.
Sailor.
And Sailor says, I have been dating my boyfriend for a little over a year. We get along great, but lately I've started noticing something that's really bothering me. He doesn't want to go on vacation with me. And not because of money or work, he just does not seem interested. Been there. He says, every time I bring up taking a trip together, he'll change the subject or just say, maybe someday. He also has zero interest in moving in together. Not even a conversation about the future. Like, whenever I ask where he sees this going, his answers are completely vague. Meanwhile, I feel like after more than a year together, most couples are at least talking about taking the next step. I'm not asking for a ring tomorrow, but I do want to know if we're moving forward. The thing that keeps creeping into my head is this. What if he settled for me? Ooh. What if he likes me enough to date me, but not enough to build a future with me? Sometimes it feels like I'm his girlfriend because it's comfortable, not because I'm the person he truly wants. My friends and coworkers have been my therapists, and they're split. So some say guys move at different speeds, and I'm reading too much into it. Others say if a man sees a future with you, you will know. I need your help. Am I being impatient after only a year together, or are his actions telling me everything I need to know? What do you think? Did he just settle for me? I'll be listening. Sailor in Arvada.
Oh, Sailor.
That's juicy.
Sailor just wants to be wanted.
Yeah.
She needs to be needed.
Yeah.
If you want to sound off about Sailor's situation, come sail away. Come sail away. Come sail away with me.
Great song, yeah.
303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. All right, what do you mean by you've been there?
I've been in the situation where I feel like I am way more into the person than they're into me.
It's not a good feeling.
Oh, it's the worst feeling.
It's called marriage.
Well, no, it's not. Like, with marriage, I think that's give and take. There are moments where you like her more, where she likes you more.
Yeah.
It's a, you know, situation that goes back and forth. But if you're in a relationship where you really feel like you are the one who outkicked your coverage and they're making you feel like that, that's uncomfortable, and I hate it. So I feel for Sailor, because when you're in the situation, like, not only do you feel bad, but then everything that person does, you're going to question.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the part.
Well, I've been in a relationship where it was the girl that was, she kind of positively reinforced consistently, and she was like, you're just too good for me, you're too good for me. And you literally end up start, like, believing that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that was one of the reasons we broke
start
up.
Agreeing. Yeah.
No, I mean, seriously, that was one of the reasons. I was like, you have, like, zero self-confidence. Like, you got to believe that I also deserve you, you know? And that was a major thing that I was like, I don't think you see, like, you put someone on a pedestal, and that's not a good way to be in a relationship. It's not healthy, you know?
It's not.
Phone lines are open if you want to sound off, 303-691-1649. Now, her two examples, he just doesn't want to go on vacation with me, and he has zero interest in moving in together. They've been together a little over a year. Maybe he just doesn't want to move in with you. He's like, we need to go a little bit longer.
Okay.
Like, relax.
How's her credit score?
I get that. But the fact that every time she brings it up, he changes the subject. Like, he doesn't even want to discuss it. That's where I have the problem, because I feel like,
but she's too hot and heavy. Like, this is just too much for him.
Well, but she doesn't get an answer. So, of course, she's going to keep asking if he's not going to give her any kind of reinforcement, any kind of positive feedback.
What,
you know,
if there's none and he just says, I don't want to do that? Then she's going to be like, why don't you want to move in?
I don't even think he's told her
me?
That, though. I think he's being vague, and that's part of the problem.
Because he doesn't want to get yelled at. Because if he says no, he's like, no, I don't want to do that. Well, why? You know, then it turns into a whole thing.
Well, yeah, explain
sometimes
yourself.
Sometimes it's better off just to, like,
are
push
you kidding
it,
me? Explain yourself.
Back.
Like, we.
Because I don't want. Because you're too much, Sailor.
Yeah, well, then again, that gives her the information she needs to. Okay, well, you think I'm too much? Go find less, homie. Go find less.
She's like, relax, Sailor.
I know.
It's been like a year. I don't want to move in with
but
you.
A year is a long time, Jeremy.
Yeah, but that's too quick to be still
I
moving in together.
I feel like you know whether you want to be with this person after a year.
Not necessarily.
So if you don't want to be with this person for the rest of your life, then let them go.
Year's too short.
Don't be in a relationship because it's comfortable.
Because then all I'm thinking about is like, oh, I got to find buddies to help me, you know, move her in, and then then it's gonna not work out. Then I gotta find friends to help me move out.
Why are you moving out already? Like, see,
because a year's too soon.
Pessimistic attitude. Where
the vacation one gets me though. Like, why does he not want to just go on vacation? And she says not because of money or work. He just doesn't seem interested. That one's weird to me.
Yes, both of them.
That one's really weird. Here's Joel. Hi, Joel.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Hey, buddy. What do you think about Sailor's situation?
Oh, sorry, Sailor. It doesn't sound like you're in a serious relationship. It sounds like you feel the relationship's in one way, and it feels like he feels another way about it. There's a slight possibility you might be a side piece. On the other hand,
not the side piece.
No.
You know what? In the long run, even if not, you want to be with someone that makes you feel the way you want to feel, not the way you don't want to feel. You know, I just gone through something similar where just I felt like the person just it was with me just because I'm comfortable and not necessarily, you know, and not only that, but man, she'd be, I don't trust her anyways anymore. But yeah, I mean, you want to be with someone that makes you feel good. You know, just, life's too short to be spending with someone that just makes you feel crappy.
Yeah.
You know, or less than. Let's just say less than. You know what I mean?
That's because just because he doesn't want to move in, though?
No, but there's more to
no,
it, right?
No, not just that. I mean, okay, well, he doesn't want to move. Like, regardless of what it is, how is she making her feel? You know, because it doesn't sound like she feels very happy or secure or any of the positive feelings that you should feel when you're in a healthy relationship.
I wish we had more backstory. Like, if, you know, he's maybe a gift giver, maybe that's his love language. Like, he's given gifts or, you know.
You know, some guys are really, like, just, you know, like, sheltered when it comes to relationships.
Yeah,
and just really.
Some guys are just dumb. They're like, I don't want to go on vacation. Let's just stay here, and I don't want to move in.
Yeah, there's emotional.
Maybe she could just be super annoying, too, Joel.
You never know. Maybe she has a weird habit. Maybe she has some cats, and he just really doesn't like cats. You know what I mean? He's kind of waiting for one of them to pass on or something. I don't know.
She's got cats and, like, one of those weird laughs. So when she laughs, she sucks in instead of laughs out. So maybe she's like,
Honestly, at this point, I just love girls that laugh. Period. I,
right?
I just want someone that laughs.
Joel's just looking for anybody with a pulse, it sounds like.
No, but Joel's looking for someone who leaves him feeling comfortable, right? Like, you don't want to have to feel anxious and uncomfortable and uneasy. Like, you don't want someone to treat you. Like, that's not what you want someone to leave you with. So I get it, Joel. I get what you're saying.
Joel, we got to find you somebody.
Yeah, I don't know. There's someone for everyone. Right now, I'm just working on being happy with me.
Same, Joel.
You know, maybe are you the weird one, Joel?
No, man, dude, you get in shape. I work out every day. I am a volunteer at the school.
Send us a picture, Joel.
No, right now we're going to let you go. Now Katie's hitting on you, Joel.
No one wants me.
Oh, Joel, we're getting sad now. All right, we love you, buddy. Thank you for the call. Thank you, Joel. We got to move on. I got to fit one more in here. Hi, Kristen.
Hello.
Hi, Kristen. All right, do you think Sailor's got a weird laugh or what?
I think that he is just, not to be too cheesy and quote a book and a movie, is he's just not that into her.
You
know, I agree with her friends who said that if he saw a future with her, she would know. You know, I've been in relationships both ways where, you know, you're in one for years and it's like pulling teeth and you never know really where you sit. And but then I've also been in a relationship where I knew exactly where I sat and things progressed quickly because we just knew. And, you know, I think of Josh and his relationships, you know, and all his dating and how he's gone back and forth. And then, you know, when you find the right person, you guys know, you tell each other it's not vague and unclear.
You do have that feeling of comfortability with that person for sure. And that's what I felt with this last one. So I agree with you, actually.
Andy came in and it was like, do you guys know how much money she makes?
No, that wasn't it too.
No.
Kristen, I can tell you, as the woman, when he came in and talked about Princess Pilot, it was so different than how he talked about any other girl. Yeah. He talks like
glowing.
He was comfortable. And that's the thing. He wants to do things with her. They're constantly doing things together. And so that tells me he likes her. He likes her company, and he
he's
enjoys
putting in the
being
effort.
With her. Exactly.
Do you know how much
There's
money she makes, Kristen? She makes so much. She's always bringing us Chick-fil-A, too.
I mean, there's that, too.
Oh, she's loaded.
Also just awesome, though. So, like, you can tell he's really into her, and he doesn't make any qualms about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Kristen. Great comments. Great observations.
Yeah.
Thank you for
really
calling
good.
In.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye. Well, see you later.
Yep.
Okay.
Bye. I'm not really sure where we fell on this for Sailor.
I think Sailor needs to sail away.
All right, yep. Sail away, come girl. On. Get on your dinghy and get out of town.
That's right.
Get out of here.
Yeah, life's too short.